Charlie Jacobs joins us, the CEO of the Boston Bruins. Great to see you, Charlie. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Well, they won't allow any fans until,
Surprised they let me in here anyway. How are you all?
We're doing well. We're doing well. And thank you because you and your dad and your family and obviously the Bruins, Delaware North over the years have been wonderful to the Jimmy fans.
I'm trying to remember, and Glenn, you and I think we're together for the first one of these.
I think we were 18 years ago. So one of the first ones we did, guys, we had all four of the owners of the teams in this town. And I will say this, and Charlie knows the story behind this. For some reason, Jeremy had been reluctant, your dad, to come out.
Couldn't imagine why.
But and speak. And it was amazing because I knew, attending Bruins games, I knew that he was sitting in the box. And I kept on hearing he was this absentee owner, and I knew that he was at the game. And through a long process, maybe 3 months, we got Jeremy to come out and be part of this program, and it was scheduled to go an hour. I think it went an hour and a half with all of the owners of the teams.
And you didn't talk at all, huh?
That's the biggest surprise.
And I let them go, and as you know, it was unbelievable.
It's a home
especially
run.
Your dad, because for a lot of fans, it was the first time they really heard him speak and open up.
Yeah, well, this has been a great event, and we've been lucky to be a part of it every year. I'm sorry we missed last year, but we're going to make up for some missed ground for what we missed last year, this year, and moving forward. So
yeah, we missed a lot last year, right? I mean, and fans buildings at Fenway Park, you name it, Gillette everywhere. So the fans kind of missed out, and I know the players always think it's different. What was it like on your side to watch games and not see that garden packed with Bruins fans going crazy?
Brutal. Oh, my goodness. I mean, and then we saw some cities that had fans, and we saw some cities that didn't, and it's incredibly frustrating for us as management and ownership of a team to go to a different city and see a half or even a full packed house, depending if we're playing on TV, we'd see Florida or Dallas with a full packed house, and we come back here to Boston and we'd be lucky to get 12%. But you know what? It's in the rearview mirror. Hopefully,
I thought so. Yes.
Right. Things are moving forward in the right direction. At least we could say that much. I know what there's a potential for us to slip back, but listen, we're in the hospitality business as well. We served a lot of people in 2019 that we didn't touch in 2020, and we're looking forward to reopening our business and assuming what I would call, let's call the next normal, maybe the new normal, whatever that looks like for us moving forward.
Do you guys internally, just speaking of the team, do you guys, talk about windows of opportunity based on players that you have? He's got three of the best, in the league, and Rass, we'll see what happens with him. Do you guys discuss, hey, let's really go for it this year, next year, looking at contracts?
We do all the time. We talk about windows, as you referred to windows, about player personnel, what their career longevity is for certain players and where their ceiling may be. And, this is a discussion we have almost every trade deadline. I try not to interfere with hockey ops. I mean, I try to be a party to it and have part of the discussion. But ultimately, this is, Cam and Don's decision. But we do talk a lot about, hey, this summer we might be a little more active, which we frankly were. We did a lot of work this summer trying to sort of rejigger, for lack of a better term, some of our third and fourth lines, or our depth players, if you will. Knowing that first line, that perfection line was out there, I don't think you replaced David Krejci, but we went out and tried to do our best with the Foligno's of the world, the guys that we think are leaders, former captain of the Columbus Blue Jackets. I thought it was a very good signing for Swedes to get a guy like that and come back and play on our team. So, yes, we talk about it all the time.
Let me ask you one more. We just had Jeremy Swayman here. Really nice kid.
So down to earth, right?
Unbelievable, but I don't know if you guys had the same feeling I did, and we're asking him because Bruce Cassidy's on earlier today and saying, well, let's see what he's like second time around. And he was just so even-minded about that.
Yeah, he was confident.
Right. Really confident.
I don't know. I wish I knew Jeremy better than I do. It's just the only reason I don't know him any better is he's brand new to our team. But he seems like a great kid. And I tell you, I'm sure you saw it today. He's got ice in his veins.
Unbelievable.
So cool, so calm. I watched the summer series on Nesson. We have a series called Bear Tracks. We went and we sent a crew back with him back home to Alaska. And he's this very grounded guy. You know, he's out on a fishing boat. He's doing great activities. It's a great insight into the personality of kind of kid he is.
I'm always amazed you see goalies because all we do is see him beefed up and all that stuff, right? He looks like you. Yeah. Like, yeah. I see Tuukka, too, and I'm like, God, he's skinny.
It's all in the equipment now.
There's so much equipment. You see them, and you're like, you're
a turtle out of his shell.
You're a big goalie? Yeah.
I was surprised, like, does he lift weights?
He's got to be quick.
Charlie Jacobs, it's great to see you once again. It's great that you came over here, and it's great that you helped us out here with the Jimmy Fund Radio.
Absolutely. Well, listen, on behalf of the Boston Bruins today, I'm here to pledge some scratch for this.
Ooh,
let's raise some money.
Yeah. There you go. I like that.
You like scratch. So,
put me down for $50,000, please, for tonight.
Right. Absolutely unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
That is awesome of you guys, and you guys come through every single year.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much. It's great seeing you guys.
Always. Charlie, thank you.
Charlie
absolutely.
Jacobs.
Thank you very much.
CEO
all
of the Bruins. Are the Bruins giving $50,000.
Wow, that's unreal.
To the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Outstanding.
Unbelievable.